77 WABC.
Wake up, open sleepy eyes, stretch out, make up the bed, now dress up, walk out the front door, turn on the radio talk show.
I had a total toilet that I swear to God would flush an 8-foot 2x4.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
We got a cast iron sink, and it has more scratches on it than I have wrinkles on my face.
And now here he is, New York, your host till 8, Lou Manfredini on 77 WABC.
It is a brand new day. Good morning, everybody. Lou Manfredini here with you, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Thank you so much for joining us. We've had one of those mornings, Lindsay, where you don't even need coffee. No, it's up. We're all excited to be here with you. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. What can I help you with this morning? What's the weather doing to your lawn, to your roof? Are there things that I can help you with today that maybe you're thinking about improving your home? Do you on your phone, Lindsay, by the way, different locations of the when you look at the weather? Like my kids are all over the place, right? And I got a daughter living out in LA, and a daughter now that's in school in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
And so I plug all those different things into my phone, but one of the things that I always find interesting is, you know, it's going to be sunny and 70 today.
Yeah.
Here in New York, and it's negative 61 in Antarctica.
You put Antarctica in.
Well, I just think it's kind of cool, right?
That is interesting.
It's kind of cool. So anyway, you and how are you? Nice to see you this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Put your phone away.
800-848-WABC is our phone number. I went to go see a movie with my wife because I work on weekends. You know that. I'm working with you right now. And you and I went to two different kinds of movies. What did you go see?
Well, Lou, I went to see Hotel Transylvania 3.
Oh, is it better than 1 and 2?
I mean, it was pretty funny. I like the first one, but good. 3's not bad.
My wife and I went to an afternoon movie of Crazy Rich Asians.
And?
Which was supposed to be hilarious.
And?
It wasn't hilarious.
Huh. Could I take my kids to that one?
No.
Okay.
No. Although I will tell you this, it takes place in Singapore. And my wife and I both turned to each other and said, I want to go to Singapore.
Really?
Evidently. So we started the Googling. Evidently, Singapore is one of the most modern cities in the world.
I think I knew that, actually.
And it is, the way that they showed the city of Singapore was spectacular. Mm. And there's like some crazy building with what looks like a boat to be on top of it. Mm. So, I mean, because they're crazy rich Asians.
So do I go see it? Do I wait for the DVD?
Well, my daughter Carmen says, you know, it's making boatloads of money, and supposedly they've already made Crazy Rich Asians 2, or they're going to make
it. No way.
Yes, they're going to make it. And I was like, really? I will say that towards the tail end of the movie, I started to care a little bit about the characters, you know? And there was a moment, it's a love story, you know, it's like she's from the wrong side of the tracks. You know, it's you know what it is? It's West Side Story with Asians.
Oh, yeah. I like to be in America.
Right. Well, I suppose, you know, sort of. There's no gangs. There's no Jets and Sharks. Anyway, that's my review. We do movie reviews here on House Smarts Radio.
Well, next week I will give you the, I don't know, what's the new kids movie out? That's all I see these days.
Right. I know. When they're 5 and 3. Is she 3?
3.
She's 3. All right. 800-848-WABC. Here's what's coming up. This is kind of cool. It's a popsicle maker, and you and I are in different places in our lives.
Yes, you came up with this one.
Yeah, right. But the thing is that, you know, if you have children or grandchildren and you want to have some fun with them, this is something I think you'll find very interesting. And then, are you familiar with the company Sloan? I know you are. Sloan is one of the biggest manufacturers of plumbing fixtures and valves. In particular, for most of us, when you go into any kind of restaurant or commercial bathroom, meaning in like an office, there's a good chance that when you go to flush the toilet or use the faucet, it's a Sloan valve. We're going to talk to Parthiv Amin, who is the Chief Sales and Marketing Officer for Sloan. Their big push of late, and it's a company that's been around for over 100 years, is in water conservation. And so we're going to talk to them about the things that they make and how they conserve water. But right now we'd like to talk to you at 800-848-WABC. Irv is on Long Island. Irv, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. I've been waiting all week to speak to you. I had an ant problem, but okay. I used a Bonide product, and it solved the problem. And then a leak occurred in my kitchen.
Oh.
So I said, okay, I'm still calling Lou.
So you the think leak. Can we use the Bonide product for the leak? Probably not.
I don't think so. But,
okay, tell me what happened.
Well, it's a very small intermittent leak in the kitchen, which is right below our master bathroom. The leak is coming from the edge of a soffit. It juts out of the ceiling, and there is a waste pipe behind that soffit, but I suspect the leak is coming from someplace in that bathroom. I try to diagnose it. There.
Do you shower? Is that the place where you shower?
Yeah, it is. It's where the shower is, and I did have a lot of loose grout in the shower. And, you know, I thought the water was dripping down the tile into the gaps, so I regrouted.
Okay.
And that didn't solve the problem. The leak is very intermittent, but I don't know. The toilet's pretty solid. I don't feel anything, and I don't feel any.
Irv, do you have another bathroom in this house?
Yes.
Okay, so let's try this. And I assume that this shower, is it a tub?
Not the one that's directly above where the leak is. It's just the shower.
It's just like a shower pan.
Shower pan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want you to do to kind of diagnose this thing. You know, you've got the little screen over the shower drain. That's removable, right? It either pops off or there may be a couple screws that are holding it in place.
Okay.
And I want you to go to the hardware store and ask them for what's called a test plug. And it is basically a little plastic plug with a wing nut on top that comes in different sizes. My guess is you either need an inch and a half or a 2-inch test plug. And you're going to put this, when you take the screen off, you're going to put this into the area where the drain is, and you're going to tighten the wing nut. And it's basically going to plug up that drain so it holds water. It's like a stopper, okay?
Okay.
Then I just want you to put enough water there to just fill enough of the pan so the water is around that test plug, and then we're going to wait. And what we're going to do is we're going to see if your leak is right around the drain where the pipe comes in and seals to your shower pan, okay? So if all of a sudden it starts leaking after, you know, a couple hours, then you're like, that's where the leak is because that's where the water is. Now, if that's not where the leak is, one more question, Irv. What is that shower pan that you have? Is it a fiberglass, acrylic? Is it stone? What is it?
I believe it's fiberglass.
Okay. Now you could fill it up a little bit more to hold a little water just before you get to the lip, if it's fiberglass, to see if there's a little crack, like a hairline crack in the fiberglass that's causing a leak to come from there. Again, it's another couple hour wait. If both of those tests fail, then we know the issue is coming from the grout and or the caulking. More than likely, it's where the tile meets the shower pan. That's typically where stuff leaks. So, you know, that might be where you want to take out that grout in that area where the tile meets the shower pan. Take it all out. And then that, when it's dry, you want to use caulking, not grout. Because when you're standing in there showering, Irv, that pan is moving a little bit, and you want that caulk to be able to flex a little bit.
Right. Now, this test plug that you mentioned, I guess, how do I know if I need a 1.5-inch or a 2-inch plug?
Well, you could measure the pipe. It just depends. It's probably inch and a half, but these test plugs are not expensive, Irv. So if you go to the hardware store and you buy one of each and you bring one back, save the receipt, you know what I mean? and get the right one, because that'll be more frustrating if you get the wrong one. They're a few dollars. They're $4 or $5 a piece. And then that'll at least help you to diagnose the whole thing. And if it is, in fact, a problem with the drain, that might be something that you need help with a licensed plumber to come fix for you, because that may need to be cut out, you know, the grouting and or the, if it's a cast iron pipe or plastic pipe, the coking that it's called that goes around that pipe may need to be replaced, and that's something a plumber has to do.
Right. So this plug basically covers the...
goes in the pipe. It goes into the pipe.
Into the pipe.
It's like a stopper.
It's a stopper into the pipe.
Correct.
And so I'm filling it up to the lip.
No, at first you're just going to fill enough water to just kind of hold water around the plug. So it's not on the rest of the pan, you know, so you're only going to have, you know, probably a quarter inch of water right there. And that's just to see if it's leaking right at the drain.
Right at the drain.
Then if all of a sudden you're like, okay, I waited a couple hours, it's not leaking, then you're going to fill the pan up so it's holding water at the pan.
With the plug in place still?
Correct, correct.
Yeah, I kind of think that was my thought, because I grouted pretty, I mean, I caulked pretty well. I did use that siliconized tub and tile caulk.
Okay, good.
I think I covered the tile caulking, and I kind of think it's coming from around
the drain.
The drain.
Well, this is going to help you determine that, and then if you're successful here, Irv, I can start giving out your number and get you some side jobs.
That's good. You know, having
who doesn't want to make a couple extra bucks, Irv? Irv's Plumbing on Long Island. I like it.
Thanks a lot, Lou. I appreciate it, and I'll try the test.
You're a good man. Thanks for calling this morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. My name is Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
77 WABC.
Hey, it's Quinn, host of the Deep Dish Sports Talk podcast. Now back to my dad and House Smarts Radio.
Kiki, do you love me?
Yeah, that's my son. If you're looking for a cool sports podcast to listen to, go to iTunes and download the Deep Dish Sports Talk. They actually went away from baseball this episode and talked about top 10 athletes. These guys are all in their 20s. So it's very interesting to hear their picks, because you wonder if it's contemporary or they actually went way back, which I found very interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, everything about.
It's fun to listen to, partly because it's my son, but Deep Dish Sports Talk on
cute.
iTunes, right, which is fun. All right, our phone number is 800-848-WABC, and this is House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Let's see who's on the line there. How about we go to New Rochelle, New York, where Sam is on the line. Sam, you are on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How can I help you?
Good. I have two parrots, and I feed them fruit every day, and I've developed a fruit fly problem. Do you have any solution to get rid of fruit flies?
Yeah, it's not easy, but I will tell you, if you go to the hardware store, you will find a fruit fly kit by the Terro Company, T-E-R-R-O.
Yeah, the little yellow bowl with the solution that goes inside.
Right.
That stuff.
Now it's red. They changed it. It looks like a little apple.
Right.
And essentially, it's apple cider vinegar inside there. But what's unique about the little bowl that they give you is it's kind of a cone. So when they fly in there to go after the apple cider vinegar, you know, they go swimming and they can't get out.
Gotcha.
So if you've got a major problem, I will tell you this, Sam. It takes a few days to work. So when you put it out there and you're like, geez, it's not getting any better, just make sure you keep that thing full right in the areas where you're seeing them. And after a couple, 3 days, you should see some good results.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you calling this morning. In Westchester, Connecticut, Harry's on the line. Harry, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. Lou, I have an upstairs toilet, and when I flush it, and at the very end when the valve shuts off, I hear like a knock, and it sounds like, you know, the pipes that feed
rattling.
Yeah, right. And what would you recommend that I do?
More than likely, you know, that water hammer that you're getting is due to, ironically, not enough air in your system. And so when you have an issue like that, my recommendation to people all the time is to actually shut your main water valve off.
Right.
Turn on all the faucets and flush all the toilets to drain the system. Okay?
Okay.
And flushing the toilet is key because that's where we got to get all the water out of that valve as well. Then you go and close all the valves, and you turn the main water valve on. You're going to have to take the aerators off, Harry, so that you can clean out the sediment that's going to be loosened up. But after doing that, 90% of the time, that solves the water hammer issue, whether it's in a vanity faucet or a toilet like that.
Great.
Give it a shot.
Good. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you calling this morning. All right, let's quickly do our Noodaloo 2. Our phone number, by the way, is 800-848-WABC. Ella, hang on a second. We're going to do our Noodaloo 2 and get to you in just a second. I'm actually holding this in my hand and have been for a few minutes.
Yes, you have.
This is a fun thing to do with your kids and grandkids.
Or if you just want a frozen treat, if you're an adult, too.
I would never do this.
You wouldn't?
No. I'm a little annoyed that I'm still holding this.
I have to tell you, but that is a special one. That is not for kids, my friend.
No, this, she has made, well, how about this? Take a listen to our Noodaloo 2, and then I'll tell you some more about it.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
In our house during the summer, popsicles are a go-to treat for my girls. And I usually go to the supermarket and buy the frozen popsicles that I find in aisle 6. You know, the ones with the cane sugar, dyes, and other gross ingredients. I know. But stop! Collaborate and listen to our new Toulouse 2 this morning. A much healthier option with just as much summer fun. Zoku is an awesome company we've actually featured before on this show that makes ice pop molds and slushy and ice cream makers, all perfect for hot summer days. This morning we're telling you about the Zoku Quick Pop Maker, which freezes ice pops in only 6 or 7 minutes, right on the countertop with no electricity. You just throw the pop maker into your freezer for about 24 hours, and then these molds are your oysters. They can freeze regular old juice or smoothies, or you can get creative and make striped juice pops or yogurt pops. Easy to use and no mess. The hardest part was waiting the 24 hours until we could actually use it. But after that, you just keep this thing in your freezer so it's always ready for you. The unit can make up to 9 pops before refreezing the unit again, and goes for $49.95 at places like Bed Bath & Beyond, Williams Sonoma, Amazon, and ZokuHome.com. I'll put an image and some information up on Lou's Facebook page, so check it out. That's this week's new Toulouse 2.
Is this the same company that made the
slushy maker? Yes,
slushy
it is.
Maker that you loved.
Yes, it is.
You love this.
Well, I mean, look how
you,
great it's packaged.
Okay, off the
it's
air,
cool.
We were talking. So I'm holding the popsicle, which still. I will say is really beautiful. You made it, and you tell me about your recipe.
So this is called Mommy's Little Helper, which I did not make this up. This is actually on the website. They have a whole page of blog where they have all these recipes.
There's like a racing stripe in it.
Yeah. So it's just fresh squeezed orange juice,
Yep. Pureed
strawberries, which you don't have to do. You can just do regular juice, but I got a little fancy. And I added a little champagne or a lot of champagne.
A little early for champagne.
Well,
it's delicious.
When else do you drink champagne or mimosas?
So essentially, it's a plastic, almost looks like a tongue depressor with a little handle on the bottom. And then the actual maker is sort of oval in shape with 3 slots, almost like a toaster.
Exactly.
And you would fill in your puree as you wanted to, and then you would stick the tongue depressor in there. Mm-hmm. And how long does it take to make?
It took about 6 to 7 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's pretty quick.
The hardest
So
thing.
It's all it is all natural in this case of what you can really control what you make. Out of this thing, and it's delicious.
Right.
How much does it cost?
It's $50.
Oh. You got to really like popsicles.
You got to really like popsicles, but it was fun to make. And if you get it at Bed Bath & Beyond, you can use your coupon.
You love that, the coupon
well,
stuff.
Who doesn't use the coupon?
Right. It's really good. And I think that here's the thing that I've noticed about you know, in particular younger parents.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess this is true of even when we were parents of young kids. You really are kind of concerned about what they eat. And they want to have the fun stuff, and certainly the flavor ice, which is the, you know, the box you buy for $3, and it's like 50 of them. But if you really want to have some fun with this.
Well, my kids don't eat, my oldest especially does not eat anything. To get her to eat it's impossible. So if I can fake it and make her think that she's having
right.
a popsicle,
right, right, right,
really
right,
she's
right.
getting, you know, some, just that's all it is oranges and strawberries ground up.
Right.
Minus the champagne, of course.
Right, right.
You know, she's getting her fruits.
Right, I love that. All right, so check it out. We'll put it up on our Facebook page, the Zoku, like I said, Quick Pop Maker. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. I'm going to finish my popsicle while we take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go.
Whatever's making you scratch your head this weekend, Lou is here to help.
We've got a problem with black mold.
Got a beep in my living room.
My furnace.
It's humming.
Just give him a call. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
You love this song. I got spirits in my head and I don't know. That's right. Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Ella is in New York. Ella, you are on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How can I help you?
Hi, thanks for taking the call, first of all. I listen to you every week.
Thank
and,
you.
I decided to call because I heard there's a guy that called before in the same issue. There's a leaking in my kitchen and also in another spot, but it's only when it's rain very, very bad, like angle rain, heavy rain that comes in. I wonder, I had two roofer guys working, did some patching and some, the last one said he put some silver with asphalt. I don't know if it existed, but that's what he told me he did and gave me warranty. And the leak from the kitchen is very close to the vent that goes outside from the kitchen to the brick out. So
okay.
They put some temporary. I wonder if the leak can come from this vent opening.
Well, it certainly can. I mean, in particular, Ella, when you tell me that it happens only in certain types of rain.
Yes.
So tell me about, are you in a co-op? What are you, single family home? Tell me about the home.
It's a two-family home, and this is the top floor, the second floor. And I had, like I said, two guys on the roof that they did some work.
Right.
They gave it even warranty, and the third one told me I do need a new roof. He said it can do with APP 160 Firestone rubber.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they do it with torch, because I heard torch is also dangerous to do.
No, I mean, if you have a good roofing contractor, they know how to do torch down rubber-modified roofs. That's not a problem whatsoever.
In a resident home?
I'm sorry?
In a resident home that's made of wood?
Basically. Oh, yeah, yeah. That I'm not concerned with at all, as long as you have a really good quality roofing contractor. But the fact that you're telling me you're still having this leak, if you've already had this repaired and it seems to be working fine on the top side, if it's a gentle rain and you're not getting in there, remember that 90% of the time when you have a leak on a roof, it's because of a flashing issue. And so it can either be a flashing issue up top or it could be a flashing issue on this vent that you talk about on the side. Now, one thing that you can do with, you know, if you contact a roofing contractor one more time and say, look, what about this vent area? This is what is occurring. They can go up and inspect this. Now, without seeing, you know, personally seeing your roof, I can't tell you whether or not you need a new one or not, but the trick with this, Ella, is you got to get the right people. Do you have a pen or a pencil handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. There is a website called nrca.net. nrca.net. And that is the National Roofing Contractors Association. And that is a national organization, and you can plug in your zip code, and you'll get a listing of really good quality contractors in your area that you can contact. And so if in fact you do need a new roof, if the next person comes in and says, yeah, you need a new roof, Ella, that's for sure, make sure we get a couple of different quotes and you really pay attention to the reputation of the roofing contractor that you have, because all of the products that they're going to install are really good products. That's not an issue. It's a question of the people doing the work and the flashing that has to go in there as well. Ella, thank you so much for the phone call. We need to move on to our guest, who is actually standing by right here next to me, which is very nice. Joining me right now is Parthiv Amin, who is the Chief Sales and Marketing Officer for Sloan. Parthiv, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit in our audience as well. I'm very familiar with Sloan. Tell me a little bit about Sloan and what it is you guys manufacture and what it is you guys do.
Great. Sloan, we've been in business since 1906. We invented the flush valve. So most people around the world, commercial buildings, know about the flush valve. But we are more than a flush valve. We are a privately held company, fourth generation out of Chicago. And we make faucets, sinks, fixtures, china, other products that go in a commercial bathroom.
Internationally, right? I mean, I've traveled, like Johnny Cash says, I've been around, man, and I see Sloan products everywhere.
Absolutely. Globally, you'll see them in airports, you'll see it in hotels, you will see it in office buildings all over the place, around the world.
The vast majority of your business for probably the, you know, first many, many, many years was this flush valve that Papa Sloan. What was the role? Who was the first Sloan that
William E.
William
Sloan.
I call him Papa. Invented, and really that was the bread and butter of your business forever and ever, because nobody else made that. Now, of course, you have lots of competition, but you, as a company, have really expanded your offerings. And one of the things is you've gotten into design now with some really nice-looking china products that go into these commercial bathrooms.
Absolutely. Our focus has always been performance and endurance of a product, because we work in a very robust environment like office buildings and commercial areas where there's a lot of use and abuse. But we've expanded into design areas where, as you said, we are focusing on a lot of products that are aesthetically very pleasing.
Right.
And then functionally, it's still very robust and for the right environment.
Well, and I think that, you know, when it comes to you're a product that for the most part is a professionally installed product, right? I mean, you're not really in the do-it-yourself world. Although, I mean, you know, I've mentioned this on the air. My wife and I, you know, own two hardware stores, and we sell a lot of Sloan replacement parts in our hardware stores, you know, because we get plumbers or people that, you know, even people that own residential apartment buildings may have some Sloan products. And then actually does quite well for, you know, parts and pieces that need. But as a professionally installed product, what those plumbers really sort of demand is stuff that works, because they don't want to come back, and that's what you guys provide.
Exactly. As you know, the labor is very expensive, and it's very tight right now, especially in the plumbing field. So the product has to work the very first time. And again, thank you very much for selling our products through your hardware store. Really appreciate it. So I didn't know you're a customer also.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
I mean, there's not many people you're going to talk to on the radio that actually buy and sell your products, too.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, no, but I mean, it's a... You know, it's one of those items I think that everybody notices, or actually maybe they don't notice. It's in their life, right? I mean, it's if you're at any restaurant, if you're at a ballpark, if you're in a hospital, with the amount of construction now that's going in there, this has got to be a pretty good time for a company like yours, because you're making really good quality products and there's a lot of commercial stuff going on.
Exactly. As you can see, the cranes around the country, around the world, there's a lot of construction going on,
right,
whether it's a ballpark or an office building or a hospital, like you said. Our hallmark has been both the endurance and durability of our product, the robustness, the quality of our product that endures us from 1906. So we've survived two wars.
Amazing.
You may call it maybe two depressions, one depression and a great recession. So the company survived through all those periods of turmoil because of the legacy of our product. But beyond that, our focus has been on sustainability. And
right,
that's the other reason that you will see in a lot of our applications, our products, because people are very conscious about water.
Right.
I know in New York it's surrounded around water, and Chicago and other areas, but water is a very precious commodity today. And it's getting more precious around the world if you look around it. And that's our focus, in how do we conserve water, how do we reduce it. So if you remember, none of us remember, probably maybe there's somebody on your audience, but used to, in early 1900s, used to be chain and tanks.
Sure.
They used to flush 6, 10, 12 gallons.
Right.
And today we are down to 1.1 gallon per flush with our flush valves, 1.2 and so forth. So we've taken the water consumption down dramatically. And all these high rises that you see today potentially would not have been possible without the invention of the flush valve.
It's incredible to think about, you know, because that conservation I know is so important to your company, but it has such an environmental impact, of course, which is really, I think, for most of us, you know, we're all stewards of this earth, right, for the time that we're here, no matter what line of work we're in. But also the cost, right? If you're a hospital, you're a high-rise building, water, in order to filter it and pump it and get it into that building, costs a lot of money. And when you're talking about, you know, hundreds of bathrooms, right, that could be in a building like that, a product like yours that conserves water can save tens of thousands of dollars monthly. It's incredible.
Absolutely. And think about the dollar savings and also in terms of the actual saving of the resource for our future generation, for our kids and our grandkids and so forth. So it's a great thing that we do, I believe.
I love it. Parthiv Amin is the Chief Sales and Marketing Officer for Sloan. They are committed to making really good products and making sure they conserve water along the way. You can learn more about them and the products that they make at Sloan.com. Sloan.com. Parthiv, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio. I'm Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Gary and Al, hang on. We're going to take a quick break and be back right after this.
77 WABC.
You're tuned in to Lou and House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC.
Bling, blang, a hammer with my hammer. Zingo, zango, cutting with my saw.
Welcome back, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. Let's talk to Gary, who's in South Plainfield. Gary, you are on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I enjoy your show very much. How are you?
Thank you. Good, good. How can I help you?
I have a bathtub situation. The drain is running very, very slow. Usually I'll take the screen off and just pull the hair that's built up out there, but this time I pulled the screen and there was no hair built up at all. And I don't want to use like a Drano or the caustic cleaners and stuff like that. I was wondering if there's anything that you'd recommend.
Well, so you want to use no drain cleaner whatsoever?
Well, something...
How old is the house?
1960.
Okay. I mean,
I've been told okay, a couple that there's enzymes you can use, but
yeah, there are enzymes. Actually, I'll tell you what. There's one that is, it's not an acid, but it's a base. Okay.
Okay.
And it is an enzyme that will eat it all up. It's a actually the product is made in Jersey. It's called Green Gobbler. And Green Gobbler is this enzyme. It's a packet. You buy it in a container. Almost looks like a. Like a container that, you know, like a bottle of Ajax or Comet, something
right.
like that.
Right.
So
right.
Inside there are packets, and you would pour this down the drain, and it's an enzyme that will eat up and kind of break all that stuff up for you and get it flowing again. The other thing you can
Terrific.
Try naturally if you want to do this is if you know how you have the overflow on your you know how you have the overflow on the tub?
Yeah.
If you unscrew that cover, make sure you put a rag mm-hmm. over the drain, stuff a wet right. rag in that pipe, and then mm-hmm. you're going to need some help. Put some warm water in the tub, maybe a couple inches, so that it's not draining properly. Hold the rag in the overflow, like have someone hold that there, so you're sealing
right.
that up, and then plunge it. Plunging
okay.
a tub without covering that overflow won't force any stuff down into the pipe to clear it. That's the natural way to do it. But if you tried this product, this Green Gobbler, I think you'll see that it'll eat everything up and you should be good to go. Gary, thanks so much for the phone call. Let's go to Bronx and talk in the Bronx and talk to Al, who's on the line. Al, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning. Good morning, Al. You're on House Smarts Radio. All right, let's put Al on hold, and then let's try talking to Joan. Oh, we're typing away. I see.
Yes.
That's where we're going. Hi, Joan. You're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
I've been trying to get the Logi, and I contacted you on the internet, and you sent me an answer that it could be gotten at Amazon. I don't deal with Amazon. I'm an older generation, and I'm lucky to type with one finger. I have arthritis in all my joints.
You mean the Luigi squeegee for the toilet?
Yes, that's what I want to get, and I don't know how to get it. And
I believe you can also find it at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
You have one of those nearby?
It's one in the western part of Richmond.
Okay. So, I mean, if you go there, you should be able to find it. I'm almost positive you could find it there.
Okay.
All right.
And if I can give
you a phone number of the company too, and you could call them and find a dealer near you.
Okay.
You want that? Okay. You ready?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
800-487-3300.
Okay.
And it's the company is Better Living is the name of the company that makes that product.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because
all right.
I look at all the shows, so I know what's new. And
oh, that's great. So you watch House Smarts?
Oh, every week. I got it on schedule to tape every week.
Oh, you're very nice. Thank you very much, Joan. I appreciate that. You have a nice day.
Thank you. You do too.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's go to back to the Bronx and talk to Al. I think we got Al there. Al, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
And good morning, sir.
How can I help you, sir?
It's funny that I follow Balance of Nature, but that gave me the energy to start projects, and I ran through an insulation good stuff product, and it somehow, without making this story very long, it stuck to my hands, and it's been 7 days now, and I can't get it off after repeated calls to Dow Chemical itself. Who makes this product. Do you have any solutions on how you can get this off your hands?
This is stuck to your hands. Tell me the product that you're using.
Good Stuff, it's called, and it's made by Dow Chemical.
All right. And so you've got a residue left on your hands.
Yes, it's quite ugly.
Oh, all right. All right. How about we try this? There's a cleaner that's used for taking a lot of, a bunch of different stuff called Goo Gone, which is a citrus-based cleaner. There's also a cleaner called Zep Pumice Hand Cleaner that you can find either at a hardware store or at an auto parts store. Like an AutoZone or a Pep Boys or something like that. Either one of those cleaners, the one with the Zep cleaner actually has some pumice on it, so it will actually has a little grit to it, so it'll kind of really do a nice job on your hands. And if you tried that, I think it probably should work for you, Al.
Okay, that is a ZEP? Is that
ZEP. ZEP, right. And you can get that at an auto parts store.
I'm sorry, give me the first letter.
Z as in zebra.
Right. Okay. That's familiar with. I'll give that a try.
Thanks, Al. I appreciate you calling this morning. How about really quick we try Carol in New York? We have less than a minute. Carol, real quick, what can I help you with?
Hi. I have wood floors that were just refinished with a water-based, with a walnut finish and a water-based polyurethane. And
yep.
My dog peed on a rug, and it seems to have stained through to the floor, and I'm wondering how I can.
All right, real quick, because I'm going to run out of time. Howard's Restore a Finish and Howard's Restore a Finish and Quadruple Zero Steel Wool. It says not to use it on hardwood floors. Just try it in that little area with light pressure. Wipe it with a cotton rag, and you'll be good to go. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. If you didn't get through today, you can always email me at housemartsradio.com, and we'll answer your emails. But how about this? We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC. Have a terrific weekend.
77 WABC.